Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm getting an update from Labrador Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LAB and on the OTCQX under the symbol NKOSF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Roger Moss. Now, Roger, there are a couple news releases for us to follow up on, but the first one that I want to touch on came out just yesterday, September 21st. Now, there's a new discovery that this news release outlines on the Kingsway project in Newfoundland. There are some sample results from this new area called Golden Glove. It's 3.5 kilometers south of Big Vein. Some of the sample results came in at the highest being 338 grams per ton gold. There's also 194 grams per ton and 83 grams per ton gold. Now, Roger, give us a little background on this Golden Glove area. What drew you to this target for sampling? And give us a better understanding of where exactly it lies on this broad Kingsway project, please.
Yeah, sure, Corey. Thanks for having us back on here. It's always a pleasure to chat to you and your listeners. Golden Glove. Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise to be honest. I think as we've talked about in the past, we've been developing targets all along the Appleton Fault Zone through the Kingsway project. In addition to also continuing to drill at Big Vein, so I mean it's really a systematic following up of some of the soil sampling and till samples that we've done last year and earlier this year, and as we go through them, we sort of send our field crews out to follow up anomalous gold in soil samples, or in the case of the tills, where the best pristine grains are. And Golden Glove happened to be one of these areas that had some anomalous gold in soil samples, and so we sent our prospecting crews down there. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of outcrop, but they did see this one outcrop of what turned out to be quartz vein, and went over there and sampled it. And one of the prospectors we have there is just he's pretty gung ho kind of guy. Hammers the rocks, likes to break off some big chunks. And so the other prospector was looking at it as the chunks were coming off the outcrop, and saw some visible gold, so they took a few samples there on different parts of the outcrop, and we put those in for assay and got the results back. And yeah, this is what they look like. I think we were surprised first of all to see that there was visible gold there, and to see it as you said, 3.5 kilometers southwest of Big Vein is significant. And I think to me the most important thing is that we found Big Vein about a year ago, and we've been drilling it and we're getting some really high grade intersections there, but we always believed that there was more to be found. And I think this golden glove really shows that there are more of these high-grade epizonal style occurrences to be found along the Appleton Fault Zone.
Okay, so it's not just about Big Vein on this Kingsway project. One other aspect that I want you to comment on is where this Golden Glove area lies in relation to the Appleton Fault. Because I know even from our webinar that we did a couple months ago was that Big Vein is on the west side of the Appleton Fault, whereas the Golden Glove discovery, that's on the east side of the Appleton Fault, relates to what Newfound Gold is drilling. Their focus and their main targets, what's driving their stock, all of that is also on the east side of that Appleton Fault. Any correlation here? Any more color that you can give us, please?
Yeah, I think, obviously we've had a lot of success at Big Vein on the west side of the fault. As far as I know, Newfound Gold has also had some success on the west side of the fault, but certainly their stellar intersections at Keats and Lotto and Golden Joint have all been on the east side of the Appleton Fault. So we had been looking on the east side of the Appleton Fault, and you know, sort of not really prioritizing it as such, but we have a pretty long strike length of the Appleton Fault zone that we can work at, and we've got this Golden Glove is on the east side. There are some other targets that are on the east side. So I think, you know, to my mind, I'm not convinced that the east side is better than the west side, because, you know, obviously Big Vein is doing good things for us right now, and I expect that to continue. But I'm certainly looking forward to following up Golden Glove and seeing what we can get out of the east side.
Now, what more work needs to be done here at Golden Glove to get some drills on the ground? I understand it's coming to the end of field season, so it probably won't happen this year, but what other work do you have to do to get this new target, new discovery, drill ready?
Well, I think, you know, like I mentioned, there's not a lot of outcrop there, so what we are planning to do is to get more sampling done along strike from the Golden Glove. That would be soil sampling, till sampling, and I'd like to get some ground geophysics done as well, just so we can try and follow this quartz vein out along strike. And that should be possible to do before the snow flies and covers the ground up. I mean, obviously we can do geophysics over the snow, but and even soil and till sampling you can do if there's not too much snow. So that's sort of that's where I'm looking at the kind of work that we're looking at to proceed to get this thing to the drill ready stage. And yeah, I think we could do that in the next couple of months. And at which point we will also have to apply for a drill permit in that area. We don't have permits down in that area. It's a process that we have to go through. And I think when we discovered Big Vein and got that ready for drilling, it was we did a very similar systematic exploration, which I think paid off. And I see us doing the same thing at Golden Glove.
Okay. Let's also talk about the September 16th news release. Drill results from Big Vein. The headline number, 128.5 grams per ton gold, over 1.12 meters. Give us a little bit of an update here then in terms of what you continue to see at Big Vein through some of the recent drilling.
Yeah, I think the recent drilling continues to show that, you know, that we have the high grades at Big Vein, and you know, we're still figuring out. There is some faulting going on there that's offsetting things a little bit, but we're getting a handle on that. And in fact, it looks like that might be advantageous to what we're seeing at Big Vein. A couple of things that I think are standing out right now is that the HTC zone, which is primarily the higher grades, the higher grades that we've intersected, like that 128 grams a ton, and there was a 276 grams a ton and 160 grams a ton. Those kind of grades came from the HTC zone, and that appears to be quite steeply plunging, and so we've pretty much got a handle on that now. And we're drilling. There's a hole in the middle of it, so we're filling in the hole of that steeply plunging chute. Big Vein itself, the Big Vein zone, is quite different. That's shallowly plunging down to the southwest, and that's actually the one that's sort of been faulted a little bit. We think we know where that's going, and some of the recent intersections that we've had have suggested that we're on the right track there. So it's an interesting beast, because if we look at Newfound's Lotto, that seems to be pretty steeply plunging deposit there, and whereas Keats seems to be more shallowly plunging, and it seems like Big Vein has both of those things p- pushed together. So we have a steeply plunging HTC zone and a shallowly plunging big vein zone. So it's complicated, but we're continuing to intersect good grades and to figure it out.
So where does the company stand right now in terms of progress on the 50,000 meter current drill program?
Right now we're about a quarter of the way through. I would say probably about 13,000 meters. I think we've drilled about 70 holes now, and so we've got a long ways to go. And you know, we're still waiting for our permits for the surrounding area around Big Vein. So once we get that, that'll certainly add to the meterage and allow us to target some of the other areas that we've been working on to the north of Big Vein. Like I said, it's not just one occurrence. We've got two significant occurrences now, and then going on from there, we've probably got about five other occurrences that we're ready to. Well, they're not all drill ready, but we're proving up, and some of those will be drilled in the not too distant future.
Okay, so that's really the development here of this story right now, is that it's not just Big Vein. However, Big Vein is yielding some still high grade drill results. You're also going to be testing out some of these new areas through, it sounds like, more surface work, but then eventually getting a drill on the ground probably next year. Roger, what do you want to leave the investors understanding here? We all know that stocks have been under pressure broadly in the sector, but you guys are cashed up, continuing to work. Wrap us up, please.
Yeah, I think, you know, we can't do anything about the gold price or the market. We just keep our heads down, keep working, keep pushing. You know, the Golden Glove was a great example of that. And I think that, you know, this could be Big Vein 2.0. I mean, it's some of the grades that were in our release today are bigger than or higher than some of the early grades of Big Vein. So, you know, I've no doubt that this could turn into something, and that some of those other pearls on that string along the Appleton Fault zone are going to turn into something big as well.
All right, Roger, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you, and, well, we will follow up on the back of some more news. Roger, thanks again for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey. You too.